Hello, buddy, and here again. Well, this, I'm afraid, is an audio boo about audio boo. I'm not sure we really want to start getting into that type of thing. It reminds me of what happens on YouTube still, but certainly in the older days there, where people, all they ever seemed to do was talk about YouTube in YouTube videos. Yes, it has a purpose and there is some point to it sometimes, but it can get a bit too much. I need to talk about other things. But because I've just come back into this, I've been here about a week or so now and really getting into it. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, really, is what I think about it now. Reflections, I suppose, from that first week or so back here. Because I think that there is something here. I recorded a YouTube video the other day all about Audioboo and how I discovered it, what I was doing, and trying to get people interested in it as well. And it's got quite a good response from people, maybe not a great deal of views, but the comments I've got, and I know from people who on Twitter and that as well, via that, and even Facebook for that matter, have thought, oh, this sounds interesting, and I know some people have already signed up, some people have already started following me, but there's a bit of a chatter about it. But they all tend to be the same type of people. They tend to be the people that have been on YouTube for quite some time. I started, for those who aren't aware, in YouTube 4 years ago, 2006, and just about all the people that I interact with here on Audioboo already and follow me and I follow, etc., are from that sort of class of 2006, as I call it. They're those people who maybe that sort of early adopters in a way. They see the potential for something, and I think that's what's happening here. This appeals to people because it's new, because it's interesting, but also because it reminds them of what it used to be like in the old days of YouTube, before it got a bit more complicated, before money crept in, partnership and that. I'm not knocking that, but it became more complicated, I think. That's one of the things that I like about Audioboo now, and that appeals to me, is there isn't so much of an editing process. It's quick, it's easy, there's no rendering to be done for videos, etc. There's no writing as you would have to do with a blog post, and as I said in my video, that takes me longer than talking. I'm also what I consider to be more of a communicator than a video maker, and most of the people that have followed me on here and I follow on here are what I would call vloggers, who essentially all they're doing is talking into a camera. Yes, we do it in different places, we mix it up a little bit, and we can use the visuals as well, but a lot of it, the message is really just in the words, it's in the speech, it's in the vocalizing of putting your argument across. And I think that's what's so good about this here as well. Also, another thing that I think appeals to me about it, and this has only struck me recently, I listened to podcast, hence this type of thing. I've got into that quite recently, and they're great for, and they are as what we would call secondary media. I was listening to a podcast the other day, one of my favourites from the Word magazine, the magazine, music type magazine I subscribe to here in the UK, and they do a wonderful podcast every single week, and they had a couple of very experienced radio guys on there, one a producer and presenter as well, and also a very experienced presenter who's done TV and stuff like that, talking of the state of the radio industry, whether it had any sort of future, the way that it's gone, the commercialisation of it, but the sort of speech element of it, which is what we're doing here. As I said, they called it a secondary media. You have it on in the background. Yes, it grabs your attention when something exciting comes up, or something that pricks you, you know, your ears prick up, but you don't have to watch it. It's not like reading a newspaper or a book, watching a video even on YouTube, or watching the TV or something. It's a secondary. You can put it on in the background. You can have it on while you're doing something else. And I think that's what appeals to this. And that's what people have said to me about my own YouTube videos as well, is that they put them on because it's basically a voice talking. They're essentially doing a video podcast, I suppose, that they tend to put it on in the background. Some people have even said they put them on because they're usually about 7 or 8 minutes long, and they use them while they're eating their dinner or something like that. They have them on like a radio broadcast. So maybe I was made for this type of thing. Maybe that's what I should have been doing in the first place, and probably the reason why I enjoy doing this so much. So I think this has got a big future. As I said, the people that are coming over here now and are starting to use this are the people that I class as good communicators, and you've only got to listen to their podcast to realise that as well. And it's good to see them here. As I said, I'm enjoying myself, and I think this could take off, and I hope to see a few more of my older YouTube blogging colleagues coming over, because I think it would appeal to them as well. Anyway, hopefully that's the last time I shall talk about Audioboo on an Audioboo. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.